On they went, following the same order, all of them doing their job with a rhythm. They traveled wordlessly except for the necessary calls of down and clear. It took 5 more descents before Wyatt broke the silence.
Stop! I'm at the bottom!
You're still on the rope! You haven't touched down yet! You need more slack?
No slack! I would prefer not to touch down!
River?
No, but it's moving!
What is?
Can't really tell. It's too dark down here. Give me a minute to find a place to land.
In time, they all descended to an island of rock that jutted up from the floor of the cavern. Even with Arista beside him, it was too dark for Hadrian to see clearly what lay around them. All he knew was that they stood on an island within a sea of dark movement.
It smells like an old chicken coop. What is it, Royce?
I really think you need to see this for yourself. Arista, can you turn that thing up?
Ezra Hawden's robe increased in brilliance, a phosphorus light illuminating the entire base of the shaft. What they saw left them speechless. They were not actually at the bottom. They stood on the tip of an upthrusted rock, tall enough to breach the surface of a monolithic pile of bat droppings. The cone-shaped mound of guano stood easily 300 feet high. Every inch of it moved, as across its surface scurried hundreds of thousands of cockroaches.
My ma! That's disgusting!
There was more there than cockroaches. Hadrian spotted something white and spidery darting across the surface. A crab. And there was not just one, but hundreds, all scuttling along. He looked down and saw a rat. The rodent was scrambling to escape the pile as a horde of beetles swarmed it. The rat toppled and was pulled onto its back, where it floundered, struggling in the soft guano. Its feet, tail, and head quivered and thrashed above the surface as an endless mob of beetles pulled it down until only the trembling, hairless tail was visible, and then it, too, vanished.
Crawling. They eat everything.
Anyone want to try walking across that?
No, seriously, how do we get down?
What if we jump and run real fast?
What if it's not solid? Can you imagine it being so soft that you went under like water?